The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa
and Agatha Samoa.
In the headlines, Electoral Commission says voter verification is key in tomorrow's elections. People of Kasalan and Kana District not likely to vote tomorrow. Cardinal Appiah Turkson advises politicians to accept election results in good faith. Center for Africa's Development and Progress cites lack of regulation of the media for the unnecessary tension in the country. National Commission Authority debunks allegations by Net2 TV that it is interfering with its signals. Founder of antivirus software maker McAfee arrested in Guatemala for entering the country illegally. And Typhoon Bopha claims more than 300 lives in the Philippines. First, the summary by Agatha Asamoah.
The Electoral Commission says verification of each voter before casting his or her ballot is key in tomorrow's elections. Briefing journalists in Accra, the chairman of the commission, Dr. Akweja Ferijan, said all logistics for the elections have arrived at the various constituencies. He said the EC is ready for the exercise. Although the EC complied with the court order and registered voters in the Kasinan and Kanat district of the Upper East region, they will not take part in tomorrow's general election. The chairman of the EC, Dr. Akweja Ferijan, said under the law governing elections, the people of the district cannot vote now. Briefing journalists on the commission's readiness for the elections, Dr. Ferijan said the inhabitants of Kasinan and Kanat are partly to blame for their predicament. The people had earlier refused to register because of the changing name of the town. The president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace at the Vatican, Cardinal Peter Piatekson, has appealed to Ghanaians to remain peaceful as the nation goes to the polls tomorrow. Delivering a peace message from the Vatican, His Eminence Piatekson advised politicians to accept the outcome of the elections in good faith. He also commended the political parties and other stakeholders for committing themselves to peace in the Kumasi Declaration. And the founder of antivirus software maker McAfee has been arrested in Guatemala for entering the country illegally. John McAfee crossed the border to seek political asylum, having been on the run following police investigations in Belize over the death of his neighbor. Guatemalan Interior Minister Mauricio Lopez Bonilla said McAfee was arrested at a hotel in an affluent area of the capital, Guatemala City.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. The Electoral Commission has indicated its readiness for tomorrow's polls. Briefing the media, the chairman of the commission, Dr. Akweja Ferijan, said all logistics for the elections have arrived at the various constituencies. He said upon extensive deliberation with the political parties, arrangements have been made for a smooth and transparent exercise. Key among this is the importance of verification of each voter before casting his or her ballot.
All the material that we need to conduct the elections are already in the districts and constituencies of the country. So we are ready to conduct the election on Friday. From the early voting or special voting, we can now say that we have a very robust machine that can do the job. So we are confident that even our largest polling stations, which go up to 1,100, and there are only about 2,000 of such polling stations out of the 26,000 polling stations we have. So we know that people can be sources. Now it's become a sing song in the streets. Envy, envy. No verification, no voting. And by verification, we mean that everybody will have to be verified biometrically, except those voters who fall into two categories. We know that some of our brothers and sisters have no hands at all, so you cannot. But they are Ghanaians and they are entitled to vote. We also know from experience in the field that there are people who had fingers but who could not capture the fingerprints. These two categories of people are known to the verification machine. So when their pictures appear on the machine, we will see FO alongside the picture. FO means face only. In other words, you are not going to ask when you see the picture, the FO, alongside somebody's picture. You don't ask for fingerprints. Let me also say that people who lose their ID cards can still go to the polling stations to vote. You see, when we scan the person's number, the person's picture will appear on the machine. So we can tell that it's you. Of course, you are subject to verification by the machine.
He said distribution of election materials will, however, be done on the day of election to forestall any manipulation of the process.
Our election law has built into it automatic extension of the voting time. So people don't need the machine at the polling station to extend the voting time. That is why we should not go and beat up people if they are a bit late in starting the poll. Our rule is that all the distribution to the 26,000 polling stations takes place in the morning of the poll. So in the morning of the poll, we are touching 26,000 points. It is possible, you know, vehicular breakdown or something, that some stations may not be able to start on time. If they don't, once again, it's not a mathematical game. You say, oh, they got here at 7:30. So are you going to add 1.5 hours beyond 5 o'clock? No, it doesn't work, as you know, in that mathematical way. At 5 o'clock, everybody in the queue is taken care of before polling starts.
Dr. Farajan stressed the need for parties to field credible party agents so the results put out would be accepted by all.
We place a lot of emphasis on the importance of agents. So as you go around, see whether the agents are there and see whether they are doing their work properly. First of all, the concern has been expressed that sometimes you go, the presiding officer says, you agents go and sit under that tree. If you are a knowledgeable agent, you will tell the presiding officer, I will not go. Because the agent is supposed to be free to move about within the polling station. And sometimes we like mathematical measurements. Sometimes they say, how far away should we be from this? It's not a question of measurement. If it's something that you want to hear, you must be close enough to hear. If it's something that you want to see, you must be close enough to be able to see it. So we are not going to say, be 5 yards or 5 meters away from the table. No. The only thing that we require is that you don't go and breathe over the election official, or you don't move about in such a way that you interrupt.
That was the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Kwejo Afarijan.
Meanwhile, Dr. Afarijan has ruled out the possibility of the people of Katsina Nankana district voting tomorrow. He says under the law governing elections, the people of the district cannot vote now. Briefing journalists on the commission's readiness for the presidential and parliamentary elections, he said the inhabitants of Katsina Nankana are partly to blame for their predicament. The registration exercise in the Katsina Nankana district started on Monday and ended yesterday following a court ruling to the EC to register the inhabitants. The people had earlier refused to register because of the changing name of the town.
Now the Katsina Nankana are an issue. Over 2,000 people have been registered, but let me say that unfortunately, even though they have begun the process of registration, they cannot vote in this election. Please remember too that we tried to register them at the same time as we registered you, and they disrupted the registration process and chased our officers away. Only later to, you know, reconsider and then say that now we want to register. But by that time, you know, it's already too late. Our law says that, yes, we can go continuous registration, but if your name does not go into the register 60 days to an election, then you cannot vote in that election. So in 60 days to an election, you can put your name on the register, but you will not vote in that election. And that facility has unfortunately correct. So we have begun the process of registration, and remember that it is
the process. It's not a single event. How do we know that all the people vote Hindu? If we are registered there are even minors. How do we know? Or maybe not Ghanaians. We have to display, go through the processes that we undergo to make our voters register before we get a judge to sign onto the register and become part of the main register. So hopefully in subsequent elections they can vote. But not in this one.
Chairman of EC, Dr. Akwejo Afarijan.
Some journalists have expressed confidence in the Electoral Commission to conduct credible polls tomorrow. Speaking to Radio Ghana after a brief by the chairman of the Electoral Commission, Dr. Akwejo Afarijan, the journalists said measures put in place so far by the commission show that they are on top of the exercise. One journalist, however, appealed to the EC to reconsider including the Inki fraternity in the early voting exercise in future elections.
In my honest opinion, I think the EC has done creditably well and they must be commended for all that they put in. I think that all that they said is in order and I'm happy.
I'm satisfied with what he said, except not including the journalists on the special voting, because we all have to do our job. And as a journalist, you have to be at the polling center as early as 5 o'clock to know how everything is going to start. So if you are supposed to go to the polling station to go and vote before going to where we are supposed to report, then I don't think it was fair. So I will appeal to the Electoral Commission to do something about it in the next 4 years.
I'm actually happy and impressed with the preparation that they put in place. But we know as Ghanaians, whatever that happens, we get something to say about it. But I think it's in order, especially with the biometric being the first time of we using this thing. I think it's okay. It's done very well, which you need to really appreciate what you've done.
I'm okay with the explanations Dr. Afarijan has given, especially when he was talking about the credibility of the 50.1 issue and the mathematical calculations. I think from the way he put it, he made me understand. I had not heard that explanation before. And talking about other things that will confirm whether or not the EC is ready, plus the other security agencies who are supposed to help to make this election as we all want it to be, I think as a journalist, I am okay.
You heard some journalists on the EC's preparedness for tomorrow's polls.
4,200 security personnel will be deployed by the Western Regional Police Command to provide security in various constituencies and at polling stations during the elections. The joint team is made up of personnel from the police, fire service, immigration, prisons and divisions of the Ghana Revenue Authority. The Regional Police Public Relations Officer ASC Olivia Dikumel is known in an interview with Radio Ghana in Sekendi. She said the team will be briefed and deployed to the various stations before the end of the day. ASP Adekunle said patrol teams will be on standby to deal with any security issues. She explained that the security personnel are to ensure public safety and not to intimidate anyone. The electorate should therefore give them the necessary cooperation and not be scared.
The Ghana Education Service, GES, has employed boarding students of senior high schools who are 18 years and above and eligible to vote to obtain exeat from their school authorities to enable them to cast their ballot at the polling stations where they registered. A statement issued by the Public Relations Unit of the GES urged heads of institutions to grant exeats. Since tomorrow, December 7, is also a statutory public holiday. It also reminds parents, guardians, and school children that it is illegal for minors to vote on election day. The statement entreats parents to educate their children on the consequences if they should try to vote in tomorrow's polls.
The president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace at the Vatican, Peter Cardinal Pierre Texan, has called on Ghanaians to maintain the peace at all times. He said everyone has a responsibility towards this end. Delivering a peace message from the Vatican, His Eminence Pierre Texan advised politicians to accept the electoral results in good faith and not allow personal eagerness to rule the wishes of the people. He also commended the political parties and other stakeholders for committing themselves to peace in the Kumasi Declaration.
It's always beautiful and pleasant to live in unity, as the Bible tells us. Therefore, if somebody in a blood relation is estranged or worse still, his blood is shed, the life of the family is affected and it is diminished. So that's how I have also felt about every Ghanaian, a citizen of the one land, and you know, sharing a common national identity and destiny. This assimilates all of us. And so for us to, as we go to the polls, I wish to remind all of us how beautiful it is and pleasant to live in unity and to act as such, to live in peace and to live in unity. And so for us also, any antagonism that estranges us from one another, or any act of violence which leads to a life of which maims any of us or sheds blood of any of us, it figures and reduces and diminishes all of us as a people, as Ghanaians and as members of the one family that share a common international identity and a vision. In the light of this, I wish to commend the Kumasi initiative that brought leaders and everybody together to pledge and to commit themselves to peace. And in that light, I wish also to commend the initiative of the Asantian and the National Peace Council. And so also wish to invite the leaders of the different political parties. You seeking to run the affairs of Ghana, whose motto is peace and justice, or justice and peace. Well, try to manifest that already at this point in time. And please do try to control your campaign groups and campaign officers so they do not do anything that would be and would go contrary to the peace accord that all of you went to pledge yourselves to in Kumasi. So let no personal desires and personal eagerness to rule set aside the desire of Ghanaians themselves to determine who rules them. So whatever happens, let us recognize that it's ultimately Ghanaians who must determine who should rule them. And let not party officials, because of manifestos or whatever it is presented before Ghanaians, to win at all costs and to rule at all costs. Let that be the mandate that they receive from Ghanaians.
President of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace of the Vatican, Peter Cardinal Apiatekson.
Policy think tank Imani Ghana has launched a TV program known as Manifesto TV. The project is jointly produced by the UN agencies in Ghana and Imani Ghana. The executive director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo, who made this known in Accra, said the idea behind the project is to bring together a panel of independent international analysts to review the various political party manifestos in the areas of education, health, corruption, gender and child abuse. Mr. Kujo explained that the program will help keep on track any party that emerges winner in tomorrow's elections.
We put together a panel of independent analysts who are reviewing the various manifesto positions. The whole idea is that these experts speak to the manifesto positions, they tell us what the manifesto positions are, and then also offer their views on where the gaps are in all the various manifestos. So essentially it's like an evaluation sort of a project. All this has been, whoever wins the election, we come back and track all the promises against this aspect of views. And even go further to ask ordinary people what their views were at the time and what they are right now when the party that has emerged victorious is now in office and is trying to prosecute the various manifesto positions.
The program is aired on UTV, Multi-TV, as well as more than 20 FM stations and the internet.
As part of efforts to ensure peaceful and credible elections, the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEG, and Civic Forum Initiative, CFI, have inaugurated a national election situation room. The initiative is aimed at providing coordinated response to the challenges of protecting the integrity of the electoral process. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the chairman of CFI, Major General Michael Coleman, said it is an initiative to strengthen transparency, accountability, and responsiveness in Ghana's electoral process. Here is a report by Sophia Koko.
Civic Forum Initiative, CFI, is a coalition of civic society actors with membership from NGOs, youth groups and organizations. It was formed in 2008 in response to an appeal by the Electoral Commission for citizens to assist in its work. The CFI collaborates with the National Commission for Civic Education, Community Radio Networks and the National Peace Council to stem the heightened tension which characterized the 2008 presidential polls. The chairman of CFI, Major General Michael Coleman, said that the CFI and Election Situation Room is an integral part of the work of the initiative that serves as elections observer and conflict mediation platforms for all information on elections and coordinating centers for field observation.
The Election Situation Room, IDEG is able to make strategic and critical interventions in the electoral process, which we would otherwise not be able to do. And so, we have met here today to inaugurate the election situation room. We are doing something that the population really needs to maintain election peace.
Major General Coleman said his team is working with the police and will alert them to ensure that the necessary interventory measures are implemented to ensure peace during and after the elections.
That was a report by Sophia Koko. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Electoral Commission says voter verification is key in tomorrow's elections. People of Katsina Nankana District not likely to vote tomorrow. Cardinal Appiah Texan advises politicians to accept electoral results in good faith. Center for Africa's Development and Progress cites lack of regulation of the media for the unnecessary tension in the country. National Commission Authority debunks allegations by Netu TV that it is interfering with the signals. Founder of antivirus software maker McAfee arrested in Guatemala for entering the country legally. And Typhoon Bupa claims more than 300 lives in the Philippines. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Socialist Forum of Ghana, SFG, has saluted Ghanaian workers for the proper manner they have conducted themselves for this year's presidential and parliamentary elections. A statement signed by a leading member of the forum, Kwesi Pratt, said the country's success in democratic consolidation in the Fourth Republic has been achieved through the forbearance and tolerance of workers and their resistance to the incitement and provocations of political leaders who lack a popular agenda, have sought to impose or perpetuate their rule by cajolery, patronage, trickery, intimidation, and coercion. The statement called on workers and all eligible voters to turn out in their numbers tomorrow to vote and protect the peace and maintain the integrity of the election process. It urged all Ghanaians and progressives in particular to prepare for a renewed and more highly organized struggle to defend their interests, to realize their collective aspirations, and that whatever political party emerges from the elections.
The Center for Africa's Development and Progress says the lack of regulations on the operations of the media has created unnecessary tension in the country. The center has therefore asked the Media Commission to be proactive in dealing with recklessness in the media during the elections. These concerns were expressed by the executive chairman of the center, Koku Nyagbojuru, at a news conference in Accra. He called on the commission to ensure that media practitioners adhere to professional standards and ethics in their reportage. Cynthia Boateng reports.
The media plays a crucial role during elections, but some media houses continue to use their medium to create tension instead of being circumspect. This prompted CADEP to ask the National Media Commission, which is mandated to regulate the activities of the media landscape, to ensure that broadcasting institutions in particular carry out their gatekeeping responsibility well. The executive chairman of CADEP, Johannes Kokunyaglojo, said some journalists, by the nature of their reportage, are a threat to public peace and national cohesion. Mr. Nyaglojo said this group of journalists have become conduits for political parties and politicians who use them to spread rumors and hate speeches. Mr. Nyaglojo said the National Media Commission must put its feet down before things get out of control.
We are where we are because of the failure of the National Media Commission to effectively regulate the operations of the media as mandated under the 1992 Constitution. Shouldn't we be holding the National Media Commission responsible for the low media standards in the country? It is very obvious that the Commission has failed Ghanaians. The NMC must prove to Ghanaians that it is ready and willing to stem recklessness in the media. The media has the obligation to set higher professionalism, informativeness, truth, accuracy, objectivity, and balance.
He said the current situation where private media houses aim at making profit at the expense of the public peace and order must be stopped. Mr. Nyaglojo urged media practitioners to be true to their professional ethics and be guided by the spirit of patriotism.
Cynthia Boateng filed that report.
The National Communications Authority, NCA, has described as unfounded and unfortunate some media reports that the authority is interfering with the signals of Net2 TV. a statement signed by the Director General of the NCA, Parok Van Persie, that the authority does not have a transmitter and therefore cannot cause interference to any radio signal. Here is a news desk report.
According to the statement, what the NCA has is a spectrum monitoring equipment comprising receivers and analyzers, which functionality include receiving signals from radio waves, scanning the frequency band to check whether frequency authorization holders are operating within their authorized spectrum bands, checking to identify illegal transmissions in the frequency band in order to take appropriate action, and analyzing the transmission parameters received. It said, from its records, the NCA received a complaint from Netu TV on the 26th of last month about interference to their transmission in Accra. It said the authority then dispatched its monitoring team to investigate the complaint. However, the monitoring exercise carried out by the authority from its fixed monitoring station revealed that there was no such interference signal on Netu TV's channel. The statement said the chief technician of Netu TV was contacted to provide details of the nature and location of the said interference so that a joint monitoring exercise could be conducted. But the chief technician indicated that a fault had just been observed on the main exciter, which could possibly be the cause of the interference. The NCA monitoring team was therefore requested by the said technician to hold on until the new exciter has been installed, after which the NCA may conduct a test if the problem still persists. The statement said, while emphasizing the fact that the NCA has neither the capacity nor the interest, to interfere with radio signals, it would like to assure the public that the authority will continue to carry out its mandate of regulating the communication space in the best interest of the country.
A news desk report.
The fund has been cut for the construction of a modern community hospital at Kwantung in the East Achim municipality. The project, being financed by a private firm, Community Hospital Group, will be the second to be built in the Eastern region. The first was built in Oda. The hospital, when completed, will relieve the people of Kwantung from traveling to other towns to seek medical attention, since there is no hospital in the area. We bring you more.
The Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Magda Jo, noted that it is the responsibility of every government to ensure that its citizens have good health. He said good health brings about development in every country, hence its relevance. He promised to support the group and cooperate with it to ensure quality health care delivery. The Eastern Regional Minister, Victor Smith, said the community hospital group aims at building one hospital per region, but due to persuasion and his close relations with them, they decided to give the region two after the one at Oda. He said the project, when completed, will bring quality health care to the doorsteps of the people. He asked the people to cooperate with the group to ensure speedy completion of the project. The chief of Kwantung, Dasebre Buamadaku, was very grateful for the proposed project, adding that it will give the area a facelift. He asked Ghanaians to stop tagging chiefs who support good cause to political parties, adding that what every chief needs in his area is development. So no matter which government or person who brings about that development, the chiefs need to be appreciative of it. He entreated his people to support every person who is willing to bring development to the areas, no matter his or her party. On elections, Dasebre Buamadaku advised the people to vote peacefully and accept whoever comes out victorious.
That was the news desk report.
Possession of marijuana is poised to become legal in the U.S. state of Washington a month after voters opted for decriminalization. From midnight, anyone aged 21 and above will be allowed to carry up to 1 ounce of cannabis, but smoking it in public will remain illegal. It has been legal for medical use in the state since 1998.
John McAfee, the founder of antivirus software maker McAfee, has been arrested in Guatemala, accused of entering the country illegally because the border to seek political asylum, having been on the run in Belize, where police are investigating the death of his neighbor. Belize officials said the software pioneer was a person of interest in the murder of Florida businessman Gregory Fall on the 11th of last month. Mr. McAfee has pleaded his innocence, stating on his blog that he has been harassed by police and that this was the reason he fled Belize.
More than 300 people have died and hundreds more missing in the wake of Typhoon Bupha, which cut a swathe of devastation across southern Philippines. The Civil Defense Office said at least 325 people had been confirmed dead and another 379 missing.
So in the news, the main points again. The Electoral Commission says verification of each voter before casting his or her ballot is key in tomorrow's elections. And although the EC complied with the court order and registered voters in the Katsina Nankana district of the Upper East region, they will not take part in tomorrow's general elections. The news was presented by Agatha Samoa
and Samuel Essa in Accra.